from Vishnu for subject for spiritual progress. Why celebration? Question mark. Of birthdays, death days, why shaving head, mustache, etc.? Why rituals? Yeah, why a celebration of birthdays, death days? Well, it's not really in Vedic culture, the death, the anniversary, it's not exactly a celebration, it's a ritual performed. That's within the Karma Kanda. Persons perform rituals which are meant to help the departed forefathers from falling into to help them to overcome previous adverse karmic reactions. So the descendants can help by performing such rituals. Why? Because the Lord set up the universe that way. That by performing certain rituals, the Pitris, or the departed ancestors, can be benefited. Celebration of birthdays. We find that Nanda Maharaj celebrated Krishna's birthday by facilitating the Brahmanas. It wasn't centered on the child, giving the child sense gratification. It was centered on the Brahmanas would come and they perform some sacrifice for the benefit of the child. So if you're going to celebrate a birthday then of your child or whatever, I don't know why so much attention. This is another thing. I mean, previously in ISKCON we didn't celebrate birthdays of all the devotees. I it used to be, before I had this all the Asa Puja business, I often used to remember that my birthday has gone past because I had to fill up some form and I had to say my age, and I thought, oh, that was my birthday three weeks ago or something like that. Because it's just inconsistent. Just like if you're living in India, and maybe not in Tamil Nadu now, but Christmas, you just, in the West it's a big thing, but in India, it just doesn't mean anything. And now in India, they adopted all these things: New Year, Valentine's Day. It's nowhere. I don't think in the West they don't bother with that, but in India they made a big thing. So anyway, if you're going to celebrate for your child, then better call all the devotees and serve them, and serve them prasadam, have kirtan, and ask them to bless the child and benefit the child by showing how devotees should be served, rather than making a big sense gratification day for the child in which he thinks he's the object of sense gratification. Why shaving the head and mustache, etc.? Well, hair is again a sign of one's beauty. Lavanya kesha dharanam. Prabhupada used to quote this. One symptom of Kali Yuga is that people think that they become very beautiful just by having lots of hair. When Prabhupada was asked this question, that was a common question. These stupid reporters, they're sitting in front of Prabhupada, the guru of the whole universe, and they ask him, why do you have a shaved head? And Prabhupada would say, because it's clean. That's all. And then the reporter, is that the only reason? Yes. Prabhupada didn't get into a whole big discussion. It's clean. That's all you need. You don't need to know more. Why rituals? Because we don't have pure love of Krishna. Therefore we require some rituals to help us to focus on Krishna. We have rules, regulations, festivals, regular programs to help us to... All the rituals should be centered on Krishna to help us remember Krishna.